Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Most men just grunt a lot. You know what I mean? That, if they get a grunt out of them, you've done something big. And my daddy was a world champion of that. You know, the women like all the details, the where's and the... And that's not knocking. That's just the way we're geared and built, you know? So we're not belittling anybody for that. But, you know, when the ladies get hold to it and then their husbands are influenced and their husbands are now talking instead of grunting, you know this thing is getting out of hand. And then the seducing spirit that's trying to work doctrines of devils into the church and take it over and destroy it, it starts working. And it starts working not only through the board members' wives, then the board members' wives start calling other people in the church. And then they start talking. They call the other members, you know, and start telling them things. And they tell them things. Well, we don't agree with this one. We don't agree with that one. We don't agree with what's going on here. We don't agree with this. We ought to do this. He shouldn't do this. Hadn't done that. Shouldn't do this. We ought to do this. Shouldn't be this way. All that kind of stuff. And then the next thing you know, you got a big fiasco going on behind the scenes. And all of a sudden it surfaces. And you see the thing arising. And then the next thing you know, about 100 people leave the church. Gone. Why? Because the seducing spirit is operating through a church member. Now what happens? The same thing will happen to individuals that don't repent as to happen to the individuals that I was talking about as far as in the ministry. It don't always show up overnight. And listen, nobody wants this really right with God, wants to see any bad happen to anybody. You understand that? I didn't want to see any bad happen to anybody. In recent times, the Lord showed me, you know, this minister that was yielding seducing spirits. That don't mean he's possessed or nothing. And I wanted to pray for him. He said, you can't. Why couldn't I pray for him? My heart burst with compassion. And that's the truth. Because I realized I saw this spirit. I saw he was deceived by a seducing spirit. And I realized he don't even know it. He thinks the Holy Ghost is talking to him. He thinks it's the Holy Ghost, but it's not. Well, do you want to go tell him? Yes, but I can't. Why? Because the Lord said you can't help him. Why? Because he wants to think that he knows more than everybody else. He wants to know and think that he's better than everybody else. And he also has reached a measure of success by listening to what this evil spirit says. So we don't want to see anything bad happen, but the same thing that this individual that I recently saw, It'll happen if he don't make a changes and adjustments. The Lord said, I want you to pray about it. And I'm not glad it would happen. But the same thing's going to happen to him that happened to that other friend of mine back years ago. That happened the first story I told you about the preacher that lost his church and everything. That's what'll happen. Because even though for a while it will look successful, in the end, destruction will come. Because the devil always sets you up for defeat. And so in the situation where I was just talking about, even now, where the church members became influenced, if there's not a change of heart, if there's not a repentance, if there's not a turning around, then this seducing spirit will take them further and further. And what will happen is that they will get into situations and circumstances by design of the devil, not of God, by design of the devil, where their life starts deteriorating. Their families start falling apart. Their children act like wild maniacs. No hope for them. Wind up some of them going to prison and jail. Why? Because of the fact God's not sending them there now. But when you open the door to the devil in your life, then everything gets out of control. So when you bring rebellion in, and rebellion is the root of all sin. Rebellion is. How do you know? The Lord woke me up about 3:00 in the morning one morning. He said, get your paper and pencil. I'm going to tell you, because we was dealing with people trying to help them and trying to get them to change. And it seemed like we were just losing the battle. And the Lord said, I'm going to tell you what your problem is because you've been asking me. He said, the root cause of all sin is rebellion. And he took me back to Adam and Eve. And he said, what caused Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the Garden of Eden? I said, well, Lord, they sinned. He said, no, you got to go back further than that. I said, well, how far do I go? I don't know anywhere else to go. They sinned. He said, you got to go back to this. He said, no, before they sinned, they had to rebel.
Right.
Rebellion is the root cause. He said, the root cause of all sin in the human race is rebellion. He said, till you deal with rebellion in a person's life, you'll never get them free from sin. If you have a person that constantly has problems in the area of falling into the same sins over and over, or sinning over and over and over, y'all guarantee if you get down to the root in that person's life, there's rebellion there that's got to be dealt with before they're going to be totally set free. Because the root cause, Satan rebelled, and in that rebellion, yes, there's sin, but the root cause of it is rebellion. We say somebody's sin is something, yeah, but there's rebellion. We rebelled against God's word. Adam and Eve rebelled against God's word, which resulted in sin. Now, they're married together, if you let me use that term. Now, when you rebel from God, then you're sinning against God, but it starts in rebellion. I want to do it my way. I like my way. I like my plan. I don't like your plan. That's rebellion. Well, that's what happens in the situation I was just telling you about. It's rebellion. It was, and that's, it'll set up in the family. It'll be passed on to the children. It'll happen on their jobs. Everything will happen unless people repent and turn around. In the end, it will be detrimental for people that rebel against the plan of God in the local church.
Hallelujah.
You want to shout now? Woo! Everybody's kind of happy while I go, but now.
Amen.
Another thing that I can tell you, my dad-in-law now has been pastoring for many years, 40 years. He's got a lot of gray hairs. 78 years old, I believe. 78, somewhere in there. And he's been pastoring for many years. Do you know that I can take you to the graveyard and show you every person that ever challenged my daddy-in-law in a bigger, greater way? I can take you where they died prematurely because they didn't change in rebellion and the devil set them up. God didn't kill them. And we buried them in a graveyard prematurely. Ladies and gentlemen, my daddy pastored for a good period of time in my younger life. And every person that ever rebelled against my daddy in a greater way, I'm not talking about having a disagreement or something, but I'm talking about really caused havoc in the church, caused havoc against him, running down the community, I can take you to the graveyard. I believe I can still find some of the graves and show you the people and show you where we buried them with tears running down my daddy's cheeks. Did my daddy kill him? Did God kill him? Nope. When you open the door up to the devil, then it will allow him to come into your life and destroy you. Remember this. Seducing spirits seduce you and make you think everything's all right to one day make everything wrong in your life. Initially, they make everything seem right. Why? Because they want to take you to a place that initially or eventually everything's going to be wrong. So how do we do this? How do we close the door to the devil? So are you preaching fear, doubt, and unbelief? No, I'm preaching faith.
Yeah.
How do we close the door of the devil? Live in line with God's word.
Amen.
Spend time in prayer. Let me read you some things, or a portion of the book, I Believe in Visions, because it fits with what I'm saying about what Brother Hagin said would happen in these last days. Jesus said it would happen, not Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin just wrote it down. Jesus said on page 48, the book I Believe in Visions by Kenneth E. Hagin. We see this edition here, and this is the cover here is different. This is the second edition. The seventh printing was in 1996, but this was actually printed many, many years earlier. This is the seventh printing in 1996, the second edition of the book I Believe in Visions, and they probably have some right back there. If you don't have one, I'd encourage you to get it. And just because of what Jesus said. Now, the cover would be different. It's got a newer cover on it. And the page numbers may be a little different because I believe when they print it, they've done it a little bit different. In other words, I'm reading off page 48. What I'm reading off page 48 here and the newer book that's been published, and it's all the same content, maybe on a different page 47 or 49. You want to talk about? But this is what Jesus said about this. We're talking about seducing spirits, isn't that right? And doctrines of devils. In page 48, he said, more and more, Jesus said this, more and more miracles will be performed in the last days, which are just ahead. Now, he said this September 2nd, 1950. That's when he said it. So, more and more miracles will be performed in the last days, which are just ahead. For it is the time for the gift of working of miracles to be more in prominence. We now have entered into the era of the miraculous. Now, Jesus said, we have now entered into the era of the miraculous. He said this September the 2nd, 1950. But this is what I wanted to get to. He also said this on page 48. Many of my own people, say own people. Many of his own people, says, will not accept the moving of my spirit and will turn back and will not be ready to meet me at my coming. Let me read that again. He said, many of my own people will not accept the moving of my spirit. Well, what will they not accept? The moving of his spirit.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us. CD or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.